Well, it is two verdicts of guilty against Hassan Sentamu, the 18-year-old who, aged just 17, stabbed Elian Andam to death outside the Whitgift Centre, a shopping centre in Croydon, one September morning back in 2023, just 15 years old. It was ultimately a row over a teddy bear and a desire from her part to support a friend that saw the incident unfold and that saw her lose her life. Hassan Sentamu, 18 years old now, found guilty of her murder. Also, we're hearing from inside the courtroom, guilty of possession of a bladed article. The jury took, we understand, more than 10 hours of deliberations inside the court, the judge telling them that a majority decision would be sufficient. And so it was a majority verdict, certainly of 10 to 2. So 10 jurors finding him guilty of murder. And so a really, of course, significant moment after a long-winded police investigation, but also for Elian Andam's family, who have sat in court day in, day out. The hearing started at the end of last year, with lots of forensic evidence coming through and psychiatric evidence into the new year. Sobs, we understand it, from the public gallery. Her family in court to hear the verdict that Hassan Sentamu, 18 years old, has been found guilty of Elian Andam's murder. Now, crucially, he had admitted killing her, but he pled guilty instead to the lesser charge of manslaughter with diminished responsibility. His lawyer inside court focusing on his autism spectrum disorder diagnosis, which had come when he was just a boy back in 2020. And he said that was behind Hassan Sentamu's sudden loss of control when he pulled out a knife, chased down the 15-year-old who was in her school uniforms, was an hour or so before school, and he stabbed her four times, once in the neck, and that was the blow that proved fatal. But obviously the jury, after around 10 hours or so of deliberation here at the Old Bailey, did not believe that. And so we understand he has now been found guilty both of murder and of the having a bladed article, possession of a knife. And this is after, as I said, many weeks of evidence as to what happened on that dreadful morning on the 27th of September 2023.
We come to collect the stuff from Hassania.
Smiling and laughing, this is Elian Andam.
He didn't even bring the stuff.
Mere moments before she was killed. The 15-year-old had gone with a friend who was meeting her ex to return each other's belongings. But the former boyfriend, 17-year-old Hassan Sentamu, turned up without the girl's things, including a teddy bear she desperately wanted back. Instead, he wore a mask, gloves, and carried a foot-long kitchen knife. CCTV on a passing bus captured the moment that Elian, trying to support her friend, snatched Hassan's returned bag of clothes from his hands and ran. But he gave chase and stabbed the schoolgirl four times in a moment of white-hot rage. The 15-year-old died there on the street. Her family wrecked with grief and loss.
Growing up, she's always been the child that every parent will wish their child to be. Lovely, bubbly, outgoing, you know, so much to live for.
And what has this done to your family?
Broken, very broken. I mean, every single one of us is broken.
Cousins from are broken, aunties,
cousins are
nephews,
anxiety.
Today, after 16 long months, a sense of justice. Now aged 18, Hassan Sentamu has been convicted of murder.
I'm looking for someone who's just stabbed someone. Need to see your name. Say something to us, Scott.
Sentamu was arrested 90 minutes after the attack. The court heard how his difficult childhood involved a catalogue of aggressive, threatening behaviour, sometimes involving knives. The court also heard about a meeting the day before Elian's death, where the girls and their friends pushed him to apologise for his behaviour during the breakup. They teased him about his appearance and threw water at him. That night, he told a friend, "I can't let this slide."
I think that's really chilling, because the next morning he wakes up and instead of taking a teddy bear to a meeting, we hear he puts on two pairs of gloves, a face mask, and he goes downstairs, he picks out a kitchen knife from a set below the kitchen sink, and he takes that to a meeting with three 15-year-old girls.
Sentamu admitted killing Eliane but denied her murder, instead pleading guilty to manslaughter with diminished responsibility. His lawyer said his autism led to a loss of control, so much of the arguments in court focused on psychiatric evidence.
In these areas of disagreement, the key thing is for the psychiatrist to be able to clearly explain to the jury and to the court what these areas of differences are. We're definitely in a grey area, I think. A grey area, because what we're talking about is the way a person reacts and interacts with the world around them.
Eliane's family face a future without their bright, bubbly girl, a teenager who loved music, dancing and church, who had her life taken in a moment of laughter while trying to support a friend.
Well, so that's just some of the background, of course, evidence really difficult at times for Eliane's family to sit through and, of course, for the jury to go through all of the details of what, of course, really was a moment described by certainly one of the barristers in court as a bit of teenage drama. They were supporting their friend through a breakup, the throwing of water, a bit of teasing behaviour the day before, none of it which excused Hassan Sentamu's decision on the morning of that meeting when they were meant to be handing back possession, to take a kitchen knife, to wear gloves and a mask, and ultimately to stab Eliane Andam to death in that moment that the prosecution lawyer described as a fit of white-hot rage. Well, inside court, after the guilty verdict was announced, we understand Sentamu reacted quite emotionally, sobbing from the dock, also shouts from the public gallery, real gasps as well from the many members of Eliane Andam's family who are in court to witness that moment. Discussion now, of course, turns to sentencing. But after 16 months, as we've said already, finally a moment for the family, at least, of some sense of justice, with Hassan Sentamu having been convicted on a majority verdict of 10-2, guilty of the murder of 15-year-old schoolgirl Eliane Andam, and also a unanimous verdict of the possession of a bladed article in public.